Well, good. Well, tonight, I'd like to speak to the subject, the treasure will reveal your heart. Your treasure will reveal your heart. And in Matthew chapter 6 here, in verse 19 and following, I'd like to read a short passage here and make an application into another New Testament account here. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 says, Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt or ruin, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does ruin or corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Verse 21, for where your treasure is, there will what? Your heart be also. And that is a very revealing truth because, you know, how do you get to know somebody? How do you know people? Well, just see, what do they value? What do they esteem? What do they talk about all the time? And, you know, that is what's churning on the inside. The treasure in their, what they treasure is what their heart will cling to. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So with that in mind, turn over here to the Gospel of John here. And I'd like to look at an account here between two people. And you tell me where their treasure was. You tell me where their heart was. Okay, John chapter 12, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Now, just a quick question here. How many words are recorded in Scripture from Lazarus? None. Never spoke a word. But was he a witness for Christ? He was. Many of the Jews came to believe him, but not in Scripture, not a word's been recorded. Okay? Well, Lazarus, whom God raised from the dead, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, raise him from the dead after he'd been dead 4 days. So they made a supper, and Martha served. Does that sound like Martha? They're serving. That's her thing. You know, she's very serving. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at table with him. Verse 3. Then took Mary, and that's Martha's sister, then took Mary a pound of ointment, a spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Now let's talk about this, a pound of ointment, a spikenard. That is from a plant that's in Africa, very hard to extract the oils from this plant, but through this process, it's a very fragrant odor that this plant produces, very costly. Now, the cost of this in verse 5 is 300 pence. Denarii. One denarii was a common day's wage. So if it's 300, how much wage is that? That's what? Almost a year's labor. Because Jews didn't work on the Sabbath day. So every you know, 6 days, they wouldn't work. So 300, that was getting close to a whole year's wages. Now, think of this. How much did you make last year? And would you take all those resources you got last year and give it away? Now, I want to look at Mary here for a minute. Okay, now when Mary took this pound of ointment, a spikenard, it was very costly. Is that true? Very costly. Being it was very costly, was it very sacrificial for her? Very costly, very sacrificially. Was it very public what she did? Very public what she did. So it was very costly, very sacrificially, very public for what she did. And now in 1 Corinthians, it talks about a woman's hair being her what? Her glory, right? In Corinthians, it talks about a woman's hair is her glory. Another one of the parallel passages here, it says that she wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. And it was for her, would you say she gave it all to Christ? Would that be a fair statement to say she gave it all? She humbled herself. She did it publicly. It was sacrificially. She gave it all. Now, what was Mary's motivation here? Why do you think Mary was motivated to do this? Okay. Out of love for the Lord, they saved her. What did she see that was coming on the horizon? His crucifixion. Because what did he say that? Verse 7, let her alone, for against the day of my what? Burying. Ha ha. She was, okay. At funerals, people give what in front of the casket? What do they put there? Flowers. When did she want to give her flowers, so to speak? Before or after he died? Before. Do you see what I mean? She was, instead of waiting for the funeral, she was going to give her flowers, so to speak, before he was crucified. She wanted to make this statement to everybody, how much Jesus Christ meant to her. That's a huge statement. I mean, that was in her own way. She was making this statement that this is how she felt. Now, where would you say her treasure was in her heart? Who was her treasure in her heart focused on? Totally on him. Totally. You cannot read this passage and not walk away with an appreciation for Mary and the love she had and the statement she was trying to make of how she felt about Jesus Christ, because she knew he's going to the cross soon. And she knew that she wanted to anoint him beforehand, because once these events started happening at the cross, they started happening very quickly. And she wanted to do this and make this statement before he went to the cross. That's Mary. Now, did Mary have any idea that this one act of love and devotion would go around the world? Did she have any idea it would go around the world? Thousands of years later, people are still talking about it. Every time they read the scriptures, they talk about it and they see it. No act of devotion or love for God ever goes wasted. For Mary, the blessing for her and her name. Now, you got Mary, okay? She is like way over here in love and devotion. Look at verse 4. Then one of his disciples, what's the next word there? Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples. Now, what is the first words of Judas Iscariot in Scripture? Anybody know what the first words are? His first words. Lazarus has no words. What is Judas's first words? This right here. This is the first time in Scripture we have anything ever recorded that he's saying. So what did he talk about? Oh, look at verse 5. It tells us, why was not this ointment, this spikenard, sold for 300 denarius or pence and given to the poor? Now, that is a little open door to what is he thinking about? What's this?
It's wasteful.
Yeah, it's wasteful and it's money. Yeah, the money. Now, here's Jesus Christ. Mary knew he was going to be going to the cross soon. She wanted to make a public statement of how much she loved the Lord. How many times did Jesus tell the disciples, they're going to, you know, the scribes and Pharisees, they're going to crucify me and scourge me and crucify me the third day, and I'll raise from him. He kept telling his disciples over and over again. Judas Iscariot's right there. But the first thing ever recorded in Scripture, he's talking about money. For where your treasure is, there will what? Your heart be also. What a contrast between Mary and Judas. Now, do people call their daughters Mary today? Sure they do. Do people call their sons Judas? No. Do you see the difference here in this passage? Do you see the contrast between Mary and how much she loved God and Judas? It's very striking here. And in Proverbs 10:7, it says, the memory of the just is blessed. That's Mary. But the name of the wicked will rot. That's Judas. And his name is rotted. Because nobody, unless you want to name your dog Judas, I mean, that's about the closest you'll get to naming something Judas. And many people call their daughters Mary, but not Judas, not their sons. Well, let's look at this. And one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. It's always connected to him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? He said not because he cared for the poor, but because he was what? A thief. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And he had the bag. Now, and bared what was put then. Now, let's play this out here, just to think about Judas here. Everybody gives their money to him. He's holding the bag. He's their treasurer. And they give money to the poor. Well, Judas could say, you know, I gave so much this guy, so much this guy, so much this guy, this poor person out of our funds. And when he really only gave half as much this guy, maybe 25% to this guy, and he just put the rest in his pocket. Do you see how that worked? See how he could deceive? And he thought he blessed all these, they thought he blessed all these poor people. And, but he bared what was put therein. He kept the money. Now, when he saw 300 denarius, what do you think his eyeballs did when he saw this? A year's wages. Now, how much we make a year? Slapped right on the table. And he's thinking, whoa, that's a lot of money. And all of a sudden, she breaks the top off and pours it out. And he's like, no, why'd you do that? And then his mind was just totally on that money. Covetous. Totally thinking about the money aspect. Not focusing on the Lord. Mary is focused on Christ. Now, when it comes to our love for God, is there any sacrifice we can make for him that is too great? Is there? No, there's no sacrifice we can make for him that's too great. Because what did he do for us? He gave his life, his all for us. So for Mary, was she right in line? She's right in line. Was Judas in line? No, he was way out of line here. Now, Mary was worshiping the Lord, showing her gratitude, her love, her devotion, worshiping at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus looked at Judas. Now, here's Mary, just all this devotion just poured out. You ever had somebody walk into a room and just make a stink? Do you know what I'm saying? Some people can come into a room and they just change the atmosphere just by how they act and what they say. Here's Mary. She has just filled the room with this ointment and love for God. And Judas is like, why wasn't this stuff sold and this money given to the poor? Totally changed the atmosphere. How did Jesus feel about that? Well, look at verse 7. Then said Jesus, let her what? Alone. You leave her alone. What she did was against the day of my burial. She has kept this. Now, you're Judas, and you just saw a year's wages just go right out of your hands. What did he do right after this? What does the scripture say he did right after this rebuke? Let her alone. Because I think when God said, I think he said in such a way that it was like, just like, pew, leave her alone. I think it stung him. I think it stung his conscience. What's the next thing he did right after this? Who'd he go to?
Chief priest.
Yeah, what did he want to do with the chief priest?
Betrayed Jesus.
Betrayed him. You know, because he didn't get his way and he didn't get his hands on this money, he thought, well, I got another way I can get some money here. What a contrast. Let her alone. Against the day of my bearing, she has kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but ye have not. You have, but me, ye have not always. Mary saw that. It was her love and devotion. Judas, he couldn't have cared less. He was just interested in the money. Now, turn back over to Matthew 19 here. And I'd like, in light of what we just looked at, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Matthew 6, 19. Okay, we read this scripture. We looked at Mary and Judas. Now, lay up not for your treasures upon earth. Was Judas laying his treasures upon earth? He was. Mary, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven. Was Mary doing that? She was laying up her treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you keep your heart in the right place, your treasure will be in the right place. If you let your heart go down the wrong road, your treasure is going to be in the wrong place. The light of the body is the eye. What did Judas focus on in that room? What was his eye on? Money. That's what his eye was on. If the light of the body is the eye, if therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body was full. That was Mary. She was focused on the light of the world. She was focused on Jesus Christ. And her eye was full of blessings for her and for the Lord. Now, verse 23. But if thine eye be evil, that was Judas. Thy whole body shall be full of what?
Darkness.
Now, if you ask Judas, do you think your body, do you think you are full of darkness? He'll say, man, what are you talking about? He thought he was so right. But where did his heart take him eventually? To betray the Lord, because he loved money more than he loved Christ. If thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, draw it in here. Look at verse 24. No man can serve two masters. Who was Mary's master?
Jesus.
Yeah, Christ, the Lord. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and riches. How'd it work out for Judas trying to serve riches? Didn't work out real well for him, did he? Didn't work out well for him at all. Yes. What a contrast between Mary and Judas. You know, when we read these verses in Matthew, these words are true words. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Mary's heart was in the right place. Judas's heart was in the wrong place. And what they treasured took them to totally different destinies. Verse 21 is so easy to read past, so quick, but it has such implications. Anybody have any thoughts about what we've looked at here tonight? Any insights on these passages here? Well, as we move forward in this week, let's make sure our heart's in the right place, because that'll keep our treasures in the right place, and that'll help us end up in a right place in our lives and for our destinies. Well, let's pray here. Dear Lord, thank you for what we looked at here tonight. And Father, thank you for the life of Mary and her anointing of Jesus. And Father, thank you for what we can learn from Judas. And Father, that we don't go down that same road of being covetous. And Lord, I just pray that for each of us, that we'd be like Mary at the feet of Jesus, worshiping, sacrificially giving, publicly, and filling the room with the fragrance of her love for Christ. And so, Lord, help us toward that end, that we'd see as you see, that our eye would see what you see, and we wouldn't be those that walk in darkness, God, that stumble over things they have no idea even what they're stumbling over. So, Lord, may our eye be single on Christ. May our eye be for the glory and advancement of the kingdom of God. And, Lord, bless us here tonight, Father. And, Father, we know that you're a good God and reward the righteous and the wicked. You reward each of us as we live. So help us to have our heart in the right place, that our treasures will be in the right place also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll take your prayer sheet out tonight. We'll look at some prayer requests here. Does anybody need